Today is 28th of April. Last night, for the first time since the beginning of the war, I got to my native city, Kharkiv. This is a great, beautiful city with concert halls, bars, and green spacious parks. I often traveled here from Kyiv to visit my parents, to go to a concert, just to walk by the streets of the city, go to a bookstore, which I know from a childhood, or eat ice cream in a cafe where my grandfather took me more than 30 years ago. Usually we traveled together with my daughter. A high-speed train from Kyiv took less than 5 hours for a whole trip. It was possible to get into the train early in the morning and at noon already walk around Kharkiv. My daughter perceived Kharkiv as her city and my parents' apartment where I grew up as her home. But now I come to Kharkiv without my daughter, because she is a refugee. I don't see my parents there, because they are refugees. And I spend the night with strangers, because the area in which my parents' house is located takes on a lot of rockets and bombs every day and every night. The proximity of the front in the city is felt at every step. Kharkiv is literally surrounded by the trenches. The alarms almost doesn't stop. Tanks on the street can be found at any time of the day. There are very few people here, many left because of the endless bombardments, while others simply lost their homes and literally fled from the ruins. The number of destroyed houses in Kharkiv is no longer hundreds, but thousands. From the city to the Russian border, less than 30 miles. In the very first hours of the war, thousands of tanks and guns rushed across the border. The invaders were sure that they would take Kharkiv in a day or two. They even brought parade uniforms with them. They dreamed of parading through the streets of my city, but they miscalculated. The fact that Kharkiv resisted and did not surrender to the Russian invaders is evidence of the highest morale of the Ukrainian defenders. They fight like lions, like ancient heroes whose exploits are sunk in myths and legends. Myths and legends will also be composed about this war. Songs and poems will be written about it. But no words, even the most sonorous ones, can convey the horror that Ukraine is going through now and cannot describe the feat that Ukraine is accomplishing, and my Kharkiv including. I stayed in Kharkiv only for a few hours this time, but I managed to go to my parents' apartment. The windows were cracked due to shells exploding nearby, but otherwise this is the same apartments in which my childhood passed and my daughter's childhood passed, and the apartment in which my parents dreamed of meeting old age. I hope this apartment will survive the war and we will all meet again in it.